guest today is Bill Fink. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, David.
Now, we're here at, where are we? Hack, Illinois.
We're at Hack, Illinois in the wonderful University of Illinois.
And one of the things that we're working with here is this cool photo booth that you built. Tell us about it.
Well, this is the Microsoft Kinect for Windows photo booth. It's an application that uses the Kinect for Windows, and basically what it does is it provides a green screen effect without necessarily having to have the bulky equipment to support a green screen. So it uses the Kinect sensor, its capability of doing three-dimensional image capturing, and we transpose a person's image onto a background.
So this is the Kinect sensor right here, and that's capturing, you say green screen. Usually we talk about green screen. We filter out everything in the image except for the color green and put a green screen behind it, then we replace that green with some other picture.
Right.
In this case, we're not doing that. Instead, we're filtering everything except for what's between, let's say, 3 feet and 3.5 feet away from the Kinect camera. Is that right?
That's correct. So the Kinect sensor is a full 1080p camera that supports color video, again, at 1080p. But it also does three-dimensional imagery. So if you can think of an image of having each individual pixel having red, green, blue, and an alpha channel, mm-hmm. the Kinect also provides red, green, blue, alpha. In addition to that, each pixel we can determine how many millimeters away it is from the camera. So using the body tracking capabilities of the Kinect, I can take an individual body, determine how many millimeters away it is from the camera, and then subtract all of the image elements that are outside of the range of that body, so we get a green screen effect without having to have a green screen.
Okay. So now what software does that? Is that built into the firmware of the Kinect, or is there something that's interacting on the computer here?
Well, the application was written in C#, and it uses the Microsoft Kinect for Windows software development kit. It's a free download, so it enables you to write C# code, JavaScript, HTML, C++, C programming, even Visual Basic to take advantage of the capabilities of the Kinect.
Cool. And tell me about the what you've done here with the photo booth.
Okay, so the photo booth uses the body tracking. So I'll track up to 6 individual bodies. I'll get the pixels that belong to that body, and then I'll superimpose those pixels onto a background of the user's choice. So we can come over here and we can choose different backgrounds.
It's doing that right now. So I happen to be in the path of the Kinect here, and it sees my face. And behind me, there's some people skydiving and a canyon into a canyon.
Sure. And then when the users strike the pose that they want to have, they'll go ahead and click to take the picture. And then what the Kinect does will capture the image, format it for an email, send them an email as an attachment, so they get a nice souvenir for an event or whatever activity they're wanting to use this. So this setup is really good for different types of events like here at the hackathon, or schools can use this for a fundraising event at their schools, or really any place where you want to draw a crowd and have people come to the attention of your table.
Help me understand the difference between what code did you have to write and what code just sort of became out of the box with the Kinect SDK?
Well, I had to write all of the code that's doing what it is that it's doing. The Kinect is just going to give you the raw data.
Okay.
So the Kinect is going to give a frame of data up to 30 frames per second.
Okay.
And then it's up to me, the software developer, to take the pixel elements that are being returned from the camera and the SDK and then do whatever I want to do with it through my program.
Okay. And all the if a developer needs this, all they need is Visual Studio?
Correct.
They need this hardware,
yes,
and they need the SDK.
Exactly. And so if they already have an Xbox One Kinect, absolutely they can use it. We sell an adapter for $49 at the Microsoft Store that will allow a person to take their existing Xbox One Kinect and plug it into their PC. Now, the PC has to be having USB 3.0.
Okay.
It has to be running Windows 8 or higher. And it has to have a graphics card that supports DirectX 11, which
okay.
just about any modern PC will support that.
I see. Okay. Can I try it? Let's get a picture of me striking a pose and there was a dinosaur one. Can I get that one?
Oh, sure, yes.
Yeah, let me get over here. So, all right, you set it up.
So here we have the dinosaur.
All right, so I strike my pose.
Okay. And then
and I'll be singing to the dinosaur. I'll sing this soft lullaby.
Okay.
Tonight you're mine.
Okay, so completely. We'll take the picture. Now, you notice that you're being photobombed in the background.
Oh, yeah.
What I can do, since we're taking a three-dimensional image, is I can adjust the tolerance of the background,
uh-huh.
and you can see in a moment you're going to be disappearing. So
okay.
I can adjust the tolerance of the background so that I can wipe out people that are photobombing.
That's the depth of field. The anything closer than this, if I step a little closer, I'll disappear?
No.
Or further away, this bear, right?
Yeah, so if you step back a little bit further, you will start fading into the background.
I see.
If I adjust the slider, now you're kind of fading away into the background. And I have a little a label up here, and it's saying that you're 63.52 inches. So we have accuracy up to 1 millimeter. So I can use this to determine how far away you are from
the
camera.
That's how far away. That's not how tall I am.
That's how far away you are.
I want to clarify that. all right, take one. What's it? Get the photo.
What's that?
Can you take the photo?
Oh, yes, we did take the photo.
Oh, you did already. I want to get a picture of me singing to the...
Oh, okay. Go ahead and sing.
Good?
All right.
All right.
And then
Excellent.
We can take a look at that photo.
Ah. Oh, I look good. So does the dinosaur.
And we also will superimpose a watermark so that the user gets a really nice souvenir of the event. And this is all can be... programmatically adjusted and customized for the purpose that you're using.
Yeah, and you've been blogging about this too, right?
Yes.
Where?
So you can go to thinklikefink.com, and I have step-by-step instructions so you too can download the code and set up your own Microsoft Kinect photo booth.
Bill, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, David. So it's all about that tech, technology and friends. And happy birthday, David.